The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Cal Thomas and Marion McKeown join us from the United States. Marion, who is Roy Moore and what is he alleged to have done that's so important?
Okay, Matt, Roy Moore was the most senior judge in Alabama. He was removed twice from that position for various controversies. We won't get into that. Right now, he is seeking to replace Jeff Sessions as the senator for Alabama. When Jeff Sessions was appointed Attorney General by Donald Trump, he was a long-standing senator for Alabama. Created a vacancy then, and Roy Moore, in a runoff, beat the other Republican candidate. He's now running against a Democrat to become the next senator for Alabama. Now, until about a week ago, there was absolutely no chance in Alabama, or no belief, that the Democrat, who's a very decent prosecutor and a good guy, had any hope of beating this Judge Roy Moore, who is an Alabama icon. What's happened in the past 10 days or so is that five women now have come out and said that Judge Roy Moore, when he was a district attorney and an associate district attorney in his early to mid-30s, either sexually assaulted one girl when she was 14, she claims, and sexually harassed or made overtures to three other women when they were in their teens. And last night, another woman came out and said that when she was 16, he carried out a pretty brutal sexual assault on her in his car. He had offered her a lift home. At the time, he was the district attorney in Alabama. There was no reason to believe she wouldn't be safe in his car. And apparently, as soon as he got her into his car, he really, as I say, carried out an attack, which she was still very distressed by and recalling. Now, he has denied all of this. The big controversy, Matt, is that a lot of the Republicans are still sticking with him, even though it has now been said by a number of people in Alabama, it was well known when he was in his 30s, he was hanging around inappropriate places, you know, high school football matches, places like that where he was trying to pick up teen girls. And this was known. He has been accused of being a paedophile now, with some evidence to support this. And the women's confessions, they were first reported in the Washington Post. The Post, they all spoke about them on the record. The Post also interviewed another 30 witnesses who supported their claims. It really seems as though this is not something which is being made up or fabricated.
Now, Cal Thomas, he has not been charged, he has not been convicted, but the Republican Majority Leader, Mitch McConnell, has said, "I believe the women." What do you make of this, Cal?
Yeah, well, I think there's... Right. Well, I think there, some of my Republican and conservative friends are engaging in the old double standard. They were quick to judge Gary Hart, the former presidential candidate and senator from Colorado, for his extracurricular activities with women. They were quick to dump on Bill Clinton without any evidence other than the testimony of some of the women who were never put under oath. So, look, I think when you've got five women like this, and I understand that it's close to the election and it is politics, and a lot of people are saying, well, why are they coming out now? Well, my answer to that is the same answer I gave during the whole Harvey Weinstein, Bill O'Reilly business. A lot of these women, very young, young girls in this case, they were intimidated by men of power. In the case of Weinstein and O'Reilly and some of the others at Fox News who've been charged or alleged to have engaged in certain activities, the women have said they were just starting their careers and they were scared to death that if they raised a stink that their careers would be over. So I think we have to take these claims, even in a political and highly politicized era, from women with details and clearly with emotion, with some level of seriousness.
Let's move on. And Cal, I want to stay with you. President Donald Trump is just back from his tour of Asia. And I want to start with where he finished, Manila in the Philippines, where he met with the thug who is the president of the Philippines, Rodrigo Duterte, a man who has boasted of himself having murdered somebody when he was a teenager, who is believed to have endorsed all sorts of death squads operating in the Philippines. And there's Donald Trump saying he has a great relationship with this thug. What do you make of that?
Well, Matt, there are thugs all over the world, and Donald Trump has a different policy approach than some other presidents. We'll see if they work. He believes that taking a more positive approach in public is better than public bashing of these people. You're right, he is a thug. But look at China's leader, President Xi. They've got people locked up for all kinds of things that we would regard as freedom here in the United States and certainly in Ireland. President Obama opened the door to Cuba, which continues to imprison people, and Donald Trump is now closing it again. So it's not a perfect world. You have to meet with certain people
that
you may not like.
Yeah, but he seems to have a weakness for a particular type of dictatorial thug, be it Duterte in Philippines, be it Xi Jinping in China, Vladimir Putin in Russia. The sort of strong men, he sort of wobbles at the knees, doesn't he, when he sees these other dictators?
Well, you know, President Obama said that he would go to North Korea and meet with Kim Jong-un if it would help usher in peace. We've had presidents meeting with the Palestinian Authority, killers around the world. It's not a perfect world, Matt. And yes, he is a thug, but let's see what happens. I mean, the Philippines has its own problems with jihadists who are burning down cities and killing people right and left. ISIS chapters there, and you know, if he can elicit the support of the Philippines and wiping out some of these people, that will be to the benefit of a lot of people, not the least the Filipinos.
Okay, just before I go back to Marion, some breaking news. The Irish team to play tonight in the World Cup qualifier, one change. David Myler comes back in for Caelan O'Dowd. That means that Darren Murphy retains his position at centre-forward. Shane Long remains on the bench. So to you, Marion McKeown, about this tour that Donald Trump did, what do you think of his seeming liking for dictators?
Well, you know, I do agree with Cal up to a point that you've got to do business with people, but a lot of it is about tone and appearance. And, you know, Donald Trump, let's just look at the dictators that he met. As Cal said, Xi Jinping. There are big trade agreements to be reached with China. There are a lot of legitimate concerns about Chinese trade from an American perspective. Vladimir Putin and then Duterte. Now, with Vladimir Putin and Duterte, Donald Trump's demeanor, it was just not acceptable. He was yucking it up with them, you know, and the way he was cozying up to Putin just seemed to be, it's just inappropriate. Look, Barack Obama did business with these people as well, or you know, others, their equivalents. He didn't yuck it up with them. He wasn't sort of chuckling and gleeful. And when Duterte referred to the media as spies, well, you think it was the best joke that was ever cracked. You know, Donald Trump basically busting a gut laughing. It's just not appropriate.
Sorry, and the important thing there, Marion, is that there have been hundreds of journalists murdered in the Philippines in the last couple of decades. Hundreds.
Exactly. And, you know, yes, you know, ISIS is being used as a very broad blanket to justify any behavior by any dictator or any person in the world for cozying up to that dictator. You know, let us not forget that the people that Duterte has gone after are drug addicts and who he considers to be drug dealers. There were no trials, there were no investigations, there were summary executions, 7,000 of them, apparently. Now, so to go and hang out with a dictator like that and to appear like you're sympathetic about his drug problem. And, you know, Donald Trump's people say that they raised human rights briefly. Duterte's people say they weren't raised at all. Well, you know, even if they're raised briefly, that's not acceptable. In the same way as Putin's people say, oh, Trump never mentioned, you know, the Russian meddling. And Trump says, oh, we did, but how many times can I say it? Well, the thing is, you can say it. Your country, well, this was an unlawful act by an enemy. You know,
okay, I want to play something to you, Cal. This is the former CIA director, John Brennan, and the former director of national intelligence, James Clapper, on CNN responding to Donald Trump saying he believed Vladimir Putin rather than them on the question of Russian interference in last year's presidential election.
Well, I think Mr. Trump knows that the intelligence agencies, specifically CIA, NSA, and FBI, the ones that really have responsibility for counterintelligence and looking at what Russia does, it's very clear that the Russians interfered in the election, and it's still puzzling as to why Mr. Trump does not acknowledge that and embrace it and also push back hard against Mr. Putin. The Russian threat to our democracy and our democratic foundations is real. And I think his continuing to not say very clearly and strongly that this is a national security problem and to say to Mr. Putin, we know you did it, you'd have to stop it because there are going to be consequences if you don't.
I don't know why the ambiguity about this, because the threat posed by Russia, as John just said, is manifest and obvious and has been for a long time. Putin is committed to undermining our system, our democracy, and our whole process. and to try to paint it in any other way is, I think, astounding and, in fact, poses a peril to this country.
Has anyone mentioned the word treason yet, Cal?
No, that's a very well-defined word, Matt, and that has nothing to do with this, as much as I know.
But is it not embarrassing for Americans?
Well, no, wait, you gotta let me finish my sentence. Marion goes on for 90 seconds uninterrupted. You got to let me finish my sentence, Matt. To be fair, it's two against
one, so give me a little time here, please.
Treason is a very, very limited and defined in the Constitution term. Look, I agree with both of these gentlemen, but so you need to let me get out here because I'm going to agree with you in some of these things, and it's beneficial to your point of view. But I do think, you know, they've also been wrong before. They were wrong on Benghazi with the video that supposedly caused the uprising and the killing of our ambassador and several other people. They were wrong about weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. So they're not perfect, but they're right. I mean, on this issue, Putin has attempted to undermine American democracy, and the president refined his remarks, saying that he thought he believed it in his own mind, but I think that's kind of a dodge, frankly.
Cal Thomas, Marion McKeown, as ever, thank you very much for joining us on The Last Word here in Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.